Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Yins, guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Josh. Today is May 13th. Bucks lost a tough one last night. A game of a lot of mixed feelings, I'll say. A lot of mixed feelings. I'm going to talk about the game a little more specifically, because there were things, obviously, Paul Skene's start, obviously, another opportunity for them to get a win with him on the mound, and they weren't able to do that. They come up short. But there are, watching these games looks different. I got a couple texts during the game tonight. The last one I got, Doug Smith just says, they're playing like they mean it, though. And, I mean, the consensus of what I've gotten from a few were just that. The game in general, like the baseball game, was a little more of a fun game to watch. And that's one of the things that has been missing from this team in the first, you know, those first 38 games. It wasn't fun to watch. It was frustrating. And even tonight's game, I mean, you're watching Paul Skene go out there, too many pitches. Again, we could be critical all we want, but we can't really complain about a guy who goes six innings and gives up one run. You know what I'm saying? It's not the Paul Skene that we were accustomed to watching last year. He had three walks again tonight. Greg Brown said on the broadcast, his last three starts, he's walked 4, 4, and 3. Before that, in all of his starts prior to that, he'd walked 4 all season. He's in a little bit of a funk right now. And this happens to just about everyone, but specifically young pitchers. As he starts to get into this game, he's now been in the league for a year. Guys are starting to look at what he's doing. They're seeing it. He's trying to do maybe a little bit different things this year. He's trying to save it a little bit, it seems. And he's got the stuff that's good enough to do that. So I don't know. It feels like he's struggling arm side for sure with location. The slider or sweeper or whatever he's throwing he's yanking it a little bit consistently, but he gets a double play whenever he wants. He still punches out 6. He still only gives up one run. The guy is special. I'm not upset. 92 pitches. I'm not upset about him going out in the seventh inning. I think that was fine. There was a lot of high stress pitches in this game. A lot of getting out of jams. And I think that's probably the right call there. No problems with that. Not to mention, I mean, when you go out there and Ferguson struggles and a couple runs come in and you have to bring in Holderman and all that stuff, it's a lot easier to hindsight 2020 say, man, really should have maybe seen what he had going into that inning. But I think it was the right call. Either way, it just seems like what a luxury to be this good when you're not going well. Like, this dude is absolutely special. And really, it's this offense. It's this offense that makes us nervous the whole time he's out there, because we know the room for error is so small right now. It's so small. And it's going to continue to be for a while. Last night, they went into this game shorthanded. O'Neill Cruz still hurt. Tommy Pham serving his suspension, well-deserved suspension. And so that, you know, you're already shorthanded, two guys. And so, you know, it it is what it is. I don't really think that really played much anyway. There wasn't a whole lot of opportunities for those matchups. But just to talk about this offense a little bit, as I take a drink, I gotta keep taking drinks. This offense has now gone 18 straight games of four games or less, and only four of those games did they score four runs. Four runs is the magic number. I've talked about that basically since we started this podcast. They're 2-2 when they score four runs. They've had some blown games in the bullpen. And a couple of those games, there were, I think, both of those games that they lost scoring four runs, there were a lot of runs. Like the Padres put up 9 against them in one of those games that they lost. And I think, was it the Dodgers scored eight runs against them? Yep, there it is, 8-4. So, like, you had games where you got blasted. You still were able to score four, but those are your two losses. But you were able to win two where you scored four as well. And, you know, I didn't look up the numbers to see had they scored four or five, what would their record be if they, you know, if they were able to score, let's say, four runs in all those games, what would they be? But that's not going to happen either. And obviously they were on a huge, huge slide there. But 18 straight games, it's April 22nd, and Anaheim was the last time they scored more than four runs. They had 9 runs in that game. And it is just a continual struggle. And you're watching the games, you know it's going to continue to be. That's where this team is going to come up short, as they did last night. 2 hits for Key Bryan, 2 hits for IKF, just 3 other hits for the rest of the team. There's just not a whole lot there. Bart was robbed of a home run, worth saying. Really great play out in left field. And there were a lot of great plays that the Mets made. Not enough to say like the Pirates were unlucky and they probably could have come up with this. But either way, there was, you know, it's worth recognizing. They had opportunities. I'm going to go through a couple of these opportunities here. I've got them. The 5th inning, they had a 1-out double by Triolo. Davis grounds out, another one of those really nice plays at third. That could have went into left field, maybe scores a run, probably not, but could have. And then Key singles up the middle off the glove of Lindor, goes into shallow center, and they have to hold Tree at third. You don't send him because it's Lindor. Reynolds on deck. You can't trust Reynolds right now. He strikes out to end the inning with runners on corners. Another opportunity in the 6th, you get a Kutch single, Bart lined out. Gorski with one of his 3 Ks in this game. IKF singles. So this is a little bit, no, you get a 2-out runner in scoring position when Kutch gets the 2nd. Canario flies out. That's an opportunity. It's not a great one, but it's worth noting here. In the 7th, Tree walks, steals 2nd. Davis strikes out. You'd really like to, I mean, Davis, we're still waiting for Davis. It's not there right now. It's not there. We don't know if it will be, but it's not there right now. Triolo heads up base running at 2nd base. You only get 3 disengagements. They throw twice, and he makes a move like he's going to go and then immediately retreats. They throw the pickoff move. He's safe at 2nd. That's a balk. He gets 3rd. Now you have 3rd base with 1 out. And they threw 2 straight balls to Key Bryan. I was watching the game, and I'm like, they better not throw him a strike. That's absolutely stupid if they throw him a strike. Put a guy on first. Get your double play set up. And that's exactly what they do. They throw 2 balls to Key, and Reynolds does battle in an at-bat, but he hits a ground ball to, where was it? Triolo ends up scoring because it wasn't a double play. I think it was to Lindor. Either way, they weren't able to turn the double play, but it's another ground ball. But it was a battled at-bat. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt there. You just want Reynolds to come through more, and it's not happening, and that's going to be a theme. We're not done with him. Top of the 9th, Canario singles. They put in Bay. Triolo reaches on a fielder's choice. Lindor makes an error on that. Both runners are safe. This is where you have a huge opportunity. You're down 3-2 on the road, and they have Henry Davis bunt. I'm not sure about the frequency of the bunting. I don't know if it's a panic play because they don't believe in this lineup. I don't know if they're just saying, we got to scratch and claw to get one run anytime we can. But I'm just not sure. It is the top of the 9th. You are down 1 run. I'd prefer the bunt to be when it's a tie game and you're just trying to get 1 run across. But in this case, they're bunting. They're giving up an out. And in the end, they end up with 1 run and not 2. In the end, right? But let's go through it. Key singles on a ball to 3rd with the infield in. You could call that an error if you want. The infield's in. They're always going to mark that a hit, especially in today's game. That's going to be a hit. It's a single. The ball knocks off of Acuna. He can't make the play. Tie game. He was originally called out at first, but they overturned that. Very close play. It was actually a pretty good play by Acuna to regain himself and throw out Key. It did look like there was no, like, Key could see the play. It's not like he pulled up and then had to sprint. He was running down the line. So, you know, Acuna made a pretty nice play there. But either way, tie game. Runners on corners again for Reynolds, one out. You have to come through here, Brian. You have to come through here. Swings at the first pitch for a double play. I'm sorry. We have to talk about this. I got some numbers here for you. All scenarios, Brian Reynolds swinging at the first pitch and putting it in play. There are other at-bats that he swings at the first pitch and fouls it off or whiffs. But in this case, I'm only looking at the ones that he put in play, that he only saw one pitch in the at-bat. 27 balls in play so far this year in all scenarios. He has 5 singles in those 27 balls in play. That's a 185 average. It's a 44% hard hit rate, 0 barrels. I'm going to double down on this. Runner on first. He's put 11 balls in play on the first pitch with a runner on first. Now, this is not second base open. This is not anything. I've ran those numbers as well. This is just generally runner on first. 11 balls in play. He has 1 single, and it was an infield single that was hit to the pitcher. If I look back at this, I have Brian Reynolds singles on a ground ball to pitcher Emmanuel Clase, Key Brian Hayes to second. That play was a single to the pitcher, and that is his only hit with a runner on first, swinging at the first pitch and putting it in play. That's a 0.91 average. There's a 54% hard hit rate, but unfortunately, what that's resulted in is 5 double plays. 5 double plays so far. 1 hit, an infield hit to the pitcher. That's what this guy has. Someone has to be able to speak to this. He has to have a solid take sign with a guy on first, without question. Start 0-1, I don't care. And we can look up those numbers later. I mean, the guy's struggling all over the place, but this is an absolute obvious problem. And it cannot continue for Brian Reynolds because this is something that you can control. Stop swinging at the first pitch with a runner on first, especially if it's O'Neill Cruz. Because of that steal threat, you cannot take that away from him by hitting into a double play right now. I don't think Key Brian is stealing there, although Key Brian is a good base stealer, and it's absolutely possible that they could have had him running there. But it's absolutely ridiculous that he's continuing to take this approach with a runner on first. It cannot continue, really, at any time. We're talking 5 singles and 27 chances. That's a 185 average. And you could look at the hard hit rate and the expected average. I think if you look at it, when you take away the 2 at-bats today that he swung at the first pitch and got out, there were 2 at-bats today that he grounded out on a first pitch, one a double play, one a ground out that ended up scoring a run, but probably could have been a double play. But the expected batting average on those is .330, which really for an expected batting average, not all that high, but there's a little bit to that. It's just not enough for me. It's just not enough for me. The story of this game is that it was a hard-fought game. The Pirates missed chances to bring in some runs, and that's going to happen. That's the way it goes, right? They played with life. They played with grit, all those things that you like to see. They came up short. The Mets are a good team, and they outplayed the Pirates. And I'm telling you, I said this on our live show Sunday night on Monday's audio release. This is not a playoff team, the Pirates, and we know that. What you saw last night is a team playing decently during an offensive slump, which I think is pretty safe to call this a slump when you're 18 straight games without scoring 4 runs. Even bad offensive teams, even this team is capable of doing that every once in a while, having a breakout game, stuff like that. But they came up short, and they're going to come up short in these types of games. But that was not an unwatchable game. All in all, it was a good baseball game. And it's one of those games where Like, if you don't have a horse in the fight, you probably really enjoy watching that game. Unfortunately, we do have a horse in the fight. They fell short. And, you know, that's something. Keep an eye on these bunts, though. I want to keep an eye on that and look at this. I'm going to finish this thing off with one more thing. Let's do a positive note here right after I take a drink. But got to keep this voice coming back, guys. Got to keep this voice coming back. The IKF stuff. We're going to close this out with that. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa met Ralph Kiner's son, Scott Kiner, before the game. He presented him with a drawing of Ralph Kiner as sort of a wedding gift. He joked, and you know, you could tell IKF, if you watch the video, you could tell this meant a lot to him. He's never met anyone. Hannah told the story saying he's never met anyone on his grandfather's side of the family. And you know, you could see that it was important to him. He even said, "I'll never forget this day for the rest of my life," and how that was something that was impactful for him. And as Hannah's telling the story, IKF, I'm going to play this. I have to play the call here by Greg Brown. It's just too good not to.
And a fly ball to pretty deep left field, Hannah. And how about Kiner? A home run in New York. No way. Kiner-Falefa has homered his first home run this season. That's incredible.
That's goosebumps right there.
Greg Brown's going to get ultimately excited about things like this. It's absolutely there. He does. This is good for him. Like he loves this kind of stuff. He eats it up. I'm in the same camp. Like I absolutely love this. I don't know if that does it for you guys. I know, you know, some of you say, oh, Greg Brown latches on to guy. This isn't about that. This is about the moment. Before the game, the day leading up to it, as Hannah's telling the story, and it was third pitch, change up low, and just hits the home run. Obviously, Ralph Kiner was a broadcaster for the Mets for a long, long time, and so to do it there, to have this moment with all these things together, I was really surprised to find out he'd never met anyone. I mean, IKF played for the Yankees. You would have thought at some point he would have met somebody. But it didn't happen, and it all lines up today. Guys, it's those kind of stories being written by this magnificent game of baseball is one of the many reasons why I love this sport so much. I am all about moments like this. Matt Capp said, goosebumps, man, and he's dead on. It absolutely does it for me. Maybe it doesn't for you. But I think that is a fantastic story. It's an incredible moment for IKF. If he thought he'd never forget that day, it's in stone now. He will never forget that day. The loss sucks, right? Last night, today, this morning, whatever. 10 years from now, that loss will mean absolutely nothing to IKF. And he'll have the memory of meeting Scott Kiner. He'll have that picture of Ralph in his house. He'll be able to tell that story. The home run, the first day off of the injured list, like the whole thing. It's a very special day, and I thought it was super awesome. Enjoy that kind of stuff, especially in a season like this when the Pirates are not going to be a great team. Enjoy that kind of stuff. It's really fantastic. Bucks and Mets go at it again tonight. Hopefully some O'Neill Cruz news coming soon. Mitch Keller gets the ball tonight. This road trip will not be easy. Let's hope they can get a win tonight and force a rubber match tomorrow. Have a great day, guys. Let's go, Bucks.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go, Bucks.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. one line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.